Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 12, 57 to 59. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 12, verse 57 to 59. Why don't you judge for yourselves what is right? As you are going with your adversary to the magistrate, try hard to be reconciled on the way, or your adversary may drag you off to the judge, and the judge turn you over to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. My theme for reflection is settle the debt before the courtroom. Settle the debt before the courtroom. Most of us know the feeling of owing something we cannot immediately repay, no matter where we live. Maybe it is borrowing a tool and forgetting to return it, missing a rent deadline, or owing someone an explanation after a broken promise. That lingering sense of unsettledness can quietly follow us around. Now imagine a debt not just financial or social, but spiritual, a debt of the soul. In Luke 12, 57 to 59, Jesus uses a simple but penetrating story to remind us that such debts must be dealt with now, before it is too late. Jesus asks, "Why do you not judge for yourselves what is right?" He is appealing not just to legal sensibility, but to moral urgency. His illustration of a person on the way to court with an accuser urges us to act while we still have time. If the debt isn't settled before reaching the judge, there will be no escape until the final payment is made. And in this spiritual context, the debt is deeper than anything we could pay. It is the weight of our sin before a holy and just God. Theologian Helmut Thielig once wrote, "The gospel must be preached with a thorn still in it." This thorn reminds us that the cost of sin is not a temporary penalty, it is separation from God. But here is the heart of grace. The judge is also the one who steps forward to settle the debt himself. Jesus, through his death and resurrection, paid the price in full. He did not negotiate down our sin, he bore it entirely. What Jesus offers is not a fear-based religion, it is an invitation. He is saying, don't wait until you are standing before God with nothing to say for yourself. Be reconciled now. Don't try to earn forgiveness through your own effort. It can't be done. Instead, accept the freedom Jesus offers. The tragedy isn't in having a spiritual debt. It is in rejecting the only one who can clear it. After Easter, we reflect on this teaching through the lens of resurrection hope. Jesus Christ did not just die, he rose again. And with him came the full assurance that sin's power is broken. As Colossians 2:14 says, God has cancelled the record of debt that stood against us, nailing it to the cross. The risen Christ now stands with open arms, inviting us to settle matters of the heart before the final judgment. We all carry some kind of debt, spiritual or relational. The wisdom of Jesus is to deal with it while the path is still open. We are not asked to pay in installments or prove our worth. We are invited to receive what has already been done. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are you carrying guilt or shame that Christ has already paid for? Number two, is there someone in your life with whom you need to settle a relational debt before the chance passes? And now our practical exercise. Take one courageous step today to seek reconciliation with God or with another person. A heartfelt apology, a message of peace, or a silent prayer of surrender can open the way to freedom. Holy and gracious God, we acknowledge that we owe more than we can repay. Thank you for sending Jesus to settle our debt with mercy and love. Help us to respond with trust and to extend your grace to others while there is still time. Teach us to live not as those imprisoned by guilt, but as people set free by your sacrifice. In the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.